Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ruth Sherman is here. RuthSherman.com is the website. Ruth is the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, one of our top communication experts. She helps us put our best foot forward every time she joins us. We're talking about a little politics, some of the issues that the ladies are facing. But you know, Ruth, truthfully, it's not just the issues the ladies are facing. The guys are finding themselves, the ladies are having to operate in a man's world. Mm-hmm. You said that earlier. You basically said that earlier. The presidency has been a man's world up to now. And they're having to operate that, navigate that gauntlet. But the guys, in order to compete with her, are also having to walk around some landmines too, aren't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the biggest landmines of all is Donald Trump. So, you know, and as entertaining as it's been to watch him, they've had a really tough time shutting him down. It really took Carly Fiorina to be able to do that in a way, like, as you said.
Has anybody seen that? Have you seen that commercial?
I have not.
Oh, listen, you got it. Oh, there's a commercial that she came out in rebuttal to his comment about the face.
Yes.
You got to see, folks.
Oh, I will. I thought that was genius.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it was.
It's
genius.
A beautiful piece. So
it
go
is,
ahead.
And it's intellectually honest, yep. Which is what we were just talking yep. about during the break, and that's why it resonated. And so, being intellectually honest, which is again the discussion that you and I were having during yep. the break, is so compelling as well. So not only do you have to be a good communicator and be able to have those words roll off your tongue as if you're just this is how you think and this is how smooth you are and how confident you are, but you've got to be able to say the right words at the right time, and she absolutely did, and they couldn't do it.
Let me ask you another question.
Different thing, yeah.
Something that some of the candidates are doing now that I haven't seen a lot of in the past, most recent past, that I like, and that is if they say something that's a little bit impolitic, they don't back down from it. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't offend people, but there's as you know, any kind of a twitch when you're running for president, any kind of a twitch that you make in response to some question or some issue, one side or the other will take it and use it to their advantage.
Absolutely.
And so my point is, I'm kind of liking the fact that some politicians are not bowing to political correctness, not offending yeah. people, but political correctness.
Absolutely, of course, you can take it too far, but we are living in an era right now where everybody seems so ultra sensitive.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether that I'm just getting old.
Don't you think political correctness is the end of humor and the end of conversation?
It certainly is something that will shut it right down, and that's not a good thing. That is not a good thing. If people are getting offended over the least little thing, and most of the time they don't understand
right.
what's been said. But to your point about, you know, not being so politically correct, I think one of the things that Trump has been able to do, I know we're talking about women here, mm-hmm. but the reason that he's risen so quickly and so dominantly in the polls is that he is giving voice to frustrations and issues that a lot of people think, but no politician will address because of the political correctness.
Yeah, yep. Problem. And he's not politically correct, that's for sure.
He's not. But others
have done this too. I mean, Ben Carson just did this recently with his comment about the Muslims.
Yeah.
A Muslim being president. You know, I mean, whether you agree with him or not, I think he should stick to his guns if that's what he thinks. So, but let's get back to the ladies. I've got a couple of minutes left.
Yeah, sure.
What do you think? What would you think would happen if we had if we had Hillary and Carly on opposing tickets. Not necessarily, you know, maybe Hillary's running for president, but maybe even if she's vice president, I mean Carly, even if Carly's vice president, what do you think? That'd be some interesting fireworks, wasn't it?
It would be so interesting and such a welcome departure from a woman's point of view, mm-hmm. from, you know, hearing the typical male voices and seeing those dark suits and red or blue ties, right?
See, what I think we should, if Hillary wins the Democrat nomination and Carly winds up being vice president, I think we should have a debate among the women, irrespective of their office.
That's probably not going to happen, Jim, but
would you pay to see that?
And here's what I would say, too, Jim, just to take it a step further. Should each of those women be at the top of their respective tickets, Carly Fiorina is our next president.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
You think Carly would beat Hillary?
Yes, because the better communicator always wins.
Well,
always.
And she's capable of being tough, but also being human. Hillary has a real... she has a veneer that doesn't wear well with people.
Well, let me say something about that. We haven't seen Carly's humanity yet.
Yeah.
We haven't seen it, at least not on the big public stage.
Right, right.
We haven't seen it yet. We know she's got it, as does Hillary, but we haven't seen it. That's something she's going to have to soften.
Wasn't it interesting that they couldn't find anything else to knock her for, and they knocked her for not smiling enough in the last debate? Wasn't that interesting?
Well,
they would never have said that about a guy.
That's correct. Women are expected to smile a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So, hey, Ruth, thanks for being here. Good job, as always.
Hey, thanks, Jim.
Come
great
back
to
soon.
Be with you. You
RuthSherman.com, ladies and gentlemen. Check that out. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.